See, alternative health care is not something that anybody needs to shy away from in terms of the medical community. You know, the medical community has their failures too, and they have their place in terms of surgery, etc. But one of the research aspects that I'm involved with in my background in alternative health care is extremely interesting, and I just want to bring this up as a point. It wasn't asked as a question, but a lot of times I have people come to me and they say, well, doctor, you know, I've been taking Tagamet and my doctor doesn't know if I should try something in alternative health care. But the research that's out right now and the comparative evaluations between different medicinal herbs and different drugs is astounding, and people don't know it that commonly. For example, if you have ulcers, people take Tagamet or Xanax.
She is.
Okay, that costs a person about $100 a month. And they've done comparative studies to different types of, for example, diglycyrrhizinated licorice, which is called DGL, which costs $15 a month. That is far superior to Tagamet. But few people realize that, and mainly because these natural remedies are things that cannot be patented through the FDA. So there's no money for anybody to be making it. As opposed to Tagamet, these are $1 million, $1 billion businesses that are propagated. So you don't hear much about some of these remedies because there's nobody making any money in them, but they're very, very effective.